ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
आप सबकी स्नेह भरी याद लेके,
कैरिंग ऑल ऑफ योर लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस ऑफ माई सेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन,
वतन में पहले से ही बहुत से भाई बहने दिखाई दे रहे थे।
मेनी मेनी ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स वर विजिबल ऑलरेडी।
थोड़ी दूर आगे चलते ही,
एंड एज आई मूव्ड अ लिटिल अहेड,
फूलों का एक बहुत सुंदर बगीचा है।
आई सॉ अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल गार्डन ऑफ फ्लावर्स।
उस फूलों के बगीचे में जाते हैं।
All the children, then the brothers and sisters go into that, enter the garden. And as they enter the garden,
automatically,
it's as though the flowers become a canopy of protection around above some children. For some, the flowers become a garland around their necks, and for some children, the flowers come swinging in front of them, dancing in front of them. It was a very beautiful scene. As I walked ahead, I saw another garden which had a variety of fruit. And as the children reached that second garden, it's as though fruits come automatically to them. There's no need for them to break off the fruit. Some are able to fill their baskets with a lot of fruit, some just are able to take it in their hands, and some not at all. So this is also making the children very happy. After a few seconds, I noticed Baba coming from a distance. Everyone, all the children then gather around Baba, and Baba asks, where did you go on a tour of today? So the children answer that we went into this garden of flowers and then this fruit orchard. So we attained a lot, experienced a lot. Baba started to smile and then said, all of you children have become experience, isn't it? So the children said, yes, Baba, we're very happy. We've attained so much. Baba then said, look, this month of January is the Avyakt month. Whenever there's a particular season, depending on what season it is of, people automatically receive the season's fruit, the season flowers, whatever, and wherever you go you'll only see that attainment. So if it's a particular fruit season, then it's readily available for everyone. So similarly, in this month, the children should just pay attention that at every moment, all the time, remember that this is the Avyakt month, we have to have Avyakt experiences. Within this month, the children automatically can experience the stage of the inner self, they can automatically experience the Avyakt stage, they can understand what the attainments of that Avyakt stage. There are many children who become very introverted in the month of January and have very sweet conversations with Baba. And then there are some other children who stabilize themselves in that stage and experience themselves to be like angels. And then the third category of children have sweet conversations with Baba and then also share sweet complaints with Baba. And there is a fourth group of children who are making spiritual efforts, but they still have the sanskars of bhakti, and so they continually ask Baba to do this task for them, Baba give us this experience. So like a devotee soul, they keep asking for Baba, asking from Baba. So what do the children have to do now? Baba explained, pay special attention to the stage of the self, of the soul. If the children want to have all kinds of attainments, experiences, then stabilize yourself in that angelic form. So become that embodiment of self-sovereigns. Baba has given all rights to the children. But the children often come down from that stage of having all rights to all the powers. You are children of the Almighty Authority Father. So stabilize yourself in that stage of having rights over all the powers. Then Baba said, as Sakar Baba was detached, he was the trustee at the end stage, so you too make Shiv Baba your companion, stabilize yourself in that stage, like Sakar Baba. Now, according to the time, make your stage that of being trustee, make your stage of being the detached observer. So pay attention to one thing, that mine is one Shiv Baba, I am Baba's companion, Baba is my everything. When you stabilize yourself in that stage, you will experience yourself to be more and more the trustee, you will be more and more detached. I then noticed that rays of light were falling from above like stars. They were showering, they were getting showered on all the children, and all the children were getting beautifully decorated with these stars and rays of light. Baba then said, the children are coming to realize, but sometimes they forget. Within this month of January, Baba is constantly showering the children with blessings, and he's making the children full. Baba has given the children all powers and all experiences, all attainments. But sometimes the children forget their stage, their inner form. So Baba then showed us a scene. So like stars, these blessings were falling from above on the children, and everyone was getting decorated in that sparkling form. Everyone was looking very beautiful. Baba said, this month is such like the season of fruit. When you have a particular season of a particular fruit, you only see that all around. So you stabilize, have yourself in that stage, and you will experience that you're being sustained by blessings. You're moving along with those blessings. You are children of the bestower of blessings, and so you can serve others with these blessings. Experiencing these blessings in your own life, you can help others experience these blessings and give them power and love. Baba then brought all the children in front of him, and he was giving them a lot of love. Baba said, you are Baba's dearly beloved children. Baba knows how much love the children have for the father. Baba is seeing that, witnessing that all the time. But now the father wishes to see that the children become equal to the father, experience that avyakt stage, and have special experiences of the father's company. Continue to move ahead. I then offered the bhog to Baba. There were many who had sent special remembrances to Baba for different reasons. I then shared that with Baba. Baba emerged all those children and gave them loving remembrances. I then returned. Om Shanti.